Good afternoon. This is Melissa Constant with the Friday phone call. Right now, as I'm recording this message, I'm under about 3 to 4 feet of snow that we got over the weekend. I'm trying to get out of my driveway. So hope you all recovered from the storm and have been able to get out and about. Happy spring to all of us here in Colorado. So the topic of today's call is being invested in the market. So often when I talk with you all and we have our reviews, I get the question of, should I still be invested in the market or should I get out? And that could be over concerns of what's happening maybe politically, economically, has the market been up, has the market been down? Many different reasons that people get nervous and think that they should pull out of the market. And this is actually a very common investor behavioral misstep. We should always recommend that you try not to time the markets. So what happens is maybe getting out may be an easy decision for you, but you also have to make a second decision about when to get back in the market, and that can often be much more difficult to do. So I have a couple of charts here that I'd just like to go over with you. The first one is from JP Morgan, and it's called Impact of Being Out of the Markets. And what this demonstrates to us is the returns of the S&P from January of 2001 to December of 2020. And what they did is they just tracked the returns. So if you stayed fully invested during that time frame, your returns would have been about 7.5%. Maybe you missed the 10 best days of the market because you pulled out your money or you got scared. So if you missed the 10 best days, your return on that same investment would only be about 3.35%. So that's only half of what the previous return was. And the chart kind of goes on and on there. If you missed the 20 best days, the 30 best days, etc., all the way down to missing the 60 best days, your return on that same investment would be negative almost 7%. So again, during COVID, this has been even more prevalent. The worst days, the 6 worst days that we had, were followed within the next 2 weeks by the 5 best days that we had. So again, it's very difficult, especially with COVID and the volatility that we had there. If you wanted to pull out of the market and timing when to get back in, if you missed the best days, you missed much of the return. So we overwhelmingly say that the worst days occur before the best days. So it's highly unlikely for you all to have the courage to reinvest in the market in time if you've pulled out over experiencing a poor return. So the next chart I'd like to show you is just from BlackRock. And it just shows you from 1929 through 2019. You can see on an annual basis how the markets have closed up and have closed down. So although investing may feel really turbulent to you on maybe an annual or a daily basis, if you look over the long term, the next chart is from the Oppenheimer Funds Group, and it shows you no matter what, since 1900 when the Dow opened and it was, I think, about 66, we've had days that are up, we've had days that are down, years that are up and years that are down. But if you look at the trend, it's always in a positive. So staying invested is the key to success. Next chart is also from Oppenheimer Funds, and it says, what has the greatest impact on investment results? So I think this sums it up the best. This will give you the different returns for all the asset classes. There's U.S. stocks at 10%, gold 3.5%, homes 3.5%. And then if you look at the average investor returns, again, that's a 2.6% return. And that's because of these behavioral issues with investors of getting in and out of the markets and trying to time them. So again, remember with your money that this is a race, kind of like the tortoise and the hare. It's not run or won by the fastest, but sort of by the one that keeps on keeping on. So please keep that in mind. When you see some volatility, things going up, things going down, we again typically would not recommend that you get in and out of the market. So if you have any questions, as always, please feel free to call us. Take care, and we'll be talking to you soon. Have a great weekend.